the Jane Society is one of the organizations for members of the Jane community. And Jane is a religion. So Jainism, sometimes referred to as Jainism or Jainism, is a religion that develops in India. And it's the religion that's most closely associated, and this is really important for all of us in many respects, it's most closely associated with the development of the idea of ahimsa. Ahimsa is translated in various ways, but almost always as something like non-violence or non-harming, and as an ethical principle, a standard of living. Trying to live in the world in such a way that you minimize the amount of harm you do to others. And the Jains have historically developed that principle. It really is at the center of, you could say, their spiritual worldview, and so shapes relationships to other human beings, to other species, to the environment. So they've always had a lot of things to say about the care for the environment, about diet, so vegetarian, you know, if not vegan for the most part, no animal products, you know, nothing that comes from the suffering of other living beings. Always taking a really strong stance with regard to war, you know, being against war and supporting efforts for peace. And ahimsa is important for us in the United States for a variety of reasons, but one of the most important is that it was one of the shaping concepts for Martin Luther King. So King's philosophy of nonviolence was deeply shaped by his encounter with the principle of ahimsa. You know, he and his wife Coretta traveled to India, and so they spent some time studying there, and he became more aware of this philosophy. And as you know, right at the center of his work is that concept. So the Jains are a minority group. Minority religion in the United States. There is a community here in Richmond. And for the most part, the religious studies discipline in the United States has not given as much attention to Jains as is good to do, and we hope to do more of in our own program.